Okay, we now go on with the next speech with and following that is a short break. This is a talk about drought nutrition and nitrogen fixation effects on perennial peanut production. The presenter is Sarah Cathay and co-author Thomas Sinclair. Please.
Thank you for the introduction. I wanted to talk today about perennial peanut, which is an important and increasingly important crop in the southeastern United States. It's used in similar ways to alfalfa in the northern states, but alfalfa doesn't grow very well in the south, so this is our substitution. It's an introduction from South America, and we grow it as hay and forage, and also as an ornamental. The two cultivars that I'm going to be focusing on are the most important two economically, and they're called FloraGraze, which is the hay and forage type, and EcoTurf, which is the landscaping type. For all of my experiments, I used the same sampling technique to transfer an intact core from a field into the pot, and then the manipulations were done in the greenhouse. The reason that we did this is that it is a relatively slow growing crop and it grows from a rhizome rather than a seed. And so it would be very difficult to get mature enough propagated material to be able to use in the greenhouse within the parameters of a dissertation project. So our first question looking at these was to address some of the issues that we see in the field, which is perhaps lower yield than you would expect from a nitrogen fixing plant, and also some yellowing that's observed in the field. So the first question was, when we add nitrogen to these, do they yield better? So in order to answer this question, I added a complete nutrient solution. It was added twice a week, and we ran the experiment for 8 weeks. The rates of nitrogen were 0, 150, and 300 kilos of nitrogen per hectare per year. And that was divided out so that it was spoon-fed to the plants on a twice a week basis. Here's a visual representation of what we saw from left to right as the 0, 150, and 300 kilo treatments. And you can see that there's a pretty pretty striking effect visually, if our colors cooperate, yes, from the unfertilized to fertilized plants. So here is the numeric representation of that. You can see shoot mass increase, which I calculated as the difference in what I harvested at the very beginning of the experiment, the small amount of material that was present, to what was harvested at the end. And then the nitrogen rate across the bottom. And the light bars are FloraGraze and the dark are the EcoTurf. As you can see, we had a significant response to fertilization, but not necessarily any significant difference between the 150 and 300 doubling. So since we didn't have a difference in our fertilization rates, we were curious to see if lower rates of nitrogen would make a difference in the yields. And so using the same techniques of potted material in the greenhouse, we added 0, 20, 50, and 100 kilos of nitrogen per hectare per year using the same application technique, twice weekly application, and we harvested after 11 weeks. As you can see here, the mass increase, again on the vertical, indicates that we had a significant difference between the 0 and the 50 and 100 treatments, but not a fully significant difference into the 20. And so it appears that 50 might be approximately an optimal amount to add in order to see an increase in yield, but that above that, there's not going to be very much of an increase. And you can also note on this graph that there was not, due to the amount of variability that we saw, there was not a significant increase in FloraGraze, although there is a trend of increase up to 50 kilos per hectare. When grown in the field, perennial peanuts often grown in mixed swards with C4 grasses such as bahia grass, which would become highly competitive under fertilization regime. And so in order to add nitrogen to the system using the nitrogen fixation system, we hypothesized that inoculating the plant could improve the status of the plant and increase yield. And so we were generously provided three inoculants by Nitrogen Company to apply. These inoculants, 8B4 and 8B6, were collected from early introductions of this species, which is a rhizomatous plant. And it was thought that perhaps these would be more similar to the rhizobia that they would see in the native environment, since these were collected very shortly after introduction to the United States. And then EL cowpea was also added, which is used commonly for cowpea and peanut, annual peanut, in the U.S. So we apply these three inoculants at a pretty heavy cell per centimeter square rate. And then these had five reps each, including an uninoculated control, and they were grown for 10 weeks in the greenhouse. And this was also in field soil. So here are the results of the inoculation. We did not have any significant results according to analysis variance. However, there does seem to be a little bit of a difference by adding the 8B4 to EcoTurf. And by the breakdown, we did have a little bit of a significant result there, but not for the overall test. Also, I would want to note here that we did have a slight bump in nodule count from the EL cowpea, and this may indicate that rhizobia is not a particularly selective nodulator, since that's a mixed strain inoculum. However, we didn't see an increase in effectiveness necessarily, because we didn't have an increase in yield. So our third question was, do the periodic drought periods that we see in Florida have an impact on the nitrogen fixation rates of perennial peanut? Because these periods could also reduce the amount of nitrogen going into the system and reduce the yield as well. So we undertook a drying experiment which in which the plants were allowed to gradually dry over 2 weeks. And we added small amounts of water in order to prevent them from drying too much over that period of time. It was all measured. Daily water loss was measured by mass difference. And daily acetylene reduction assays were conducted to monitor the nitrogenase activity each day. And then the water status of the plant was expressed as fraction of transferable soil water, which is the difference between a fully wetted pot that was allowed to drip overnight, so it was basically the gravitational water content of the pot, versus the endpoint of the experiment, which was 10% of that gravitational water. So, excuse me. Okay. Here's just an overview of the acetylene reduction assay, just for review. The nitrogenase enzyme catalyzes the addition of hydrogen to dinitrogen to yield ammonium. And in a similar way, it catalyzes the hydrogen addition to acetylene to yield ethylene, which is a relatively measurable gas for our system. So in order to conduct this in a non-destructive way on a daily basis, we used basically what are PVC lysimeters. The top was open and the bottom has a port that over which a line could be attached to flow gases. And then the top was sealed using an inverted Rubbermaid container, and we cut out the hole and sealed it on with putty, and then it provided us with an airtight system through which we could flow 10% acetylene air mixture at 1 liter per minute. And this was done on a daily basis with an hour of air flushing before and after to prevent any sort of inhibition problems. So here's our transpiration response to soil drying in Florigrays. I would note that we also repeated this experiment in 2008, and we saw very similar results for both Florigrays and EcoTurf over both years. The normalized transpiration rate is this NTR that you see on the vertical axis, and that is calculated as the transpiration rate for each plant, which is the difference in mass from day to day in the pot lost as transpirable water. And then that data was calculated in a ratio to the loss of the control plants for that day, and then that data was normalized to be centered around one in order to accommodate for differences in plant size. And then that's plotted against the FTSW, which represents the amount of water remaining in the pot versus the well water, versus a fully watered pot. And as you can see, we had a breakpoint at about 0.3. And in similar experiments that we've done in our laboratory, this is very similar to what we see for other drought-tolerant crops, including some relatively new drought-tolerant annual peanut crops. And here's the nitrogenase activity curve, if you will, response to drying soil. As you can see, it's basically just scatter. And this indicates that there is somewhat of a disconnect between the, that basically the nitrogen fixation rate is not strongly inhibited by drought stress in a similar fashion to this transpiration response curve. So in conclusion, we've added to the knowledge base of this relatively new crop. It's been around for about 30 years, and a lot of basic research has not been done yet. We've found that it is nitrogen limited in the field, most likely, since we were using field soil, and that small additions of nitrogen can give us a yield bump. And we also showed that so far we don't have an inoculant available that's going to give us an increase in yield. Hopefully there will be one found in the future. That would be a very big boon to the industry. And we also found that although transpiration response is fairly tolerant to drought, the response of nitrogen fixation is fairly decoupled from the drought transpiration response. And I'll take questions. Thank you. Yes?
Questions?
Okay. I haven't actually calculated about that from the raw data, since I was looking at ratios. But I can say that they are very low. Yes. Yes. Right. In a subsequent experiment that I did, I used the ethylene system to look at response to inoculant. In a repeat of that inoculation study that I showed, and I manipulated the system a little bit to reduce the flow rate, and I got some better numbers on there, and they were more stable. It still indicates that it's just it's a pretty low rate, so that is a possibility.
One more question. The plant nodulates in its native habitat, right?
Yes.
Why doesn't we get them?
We're working on that. As a matter of fact, we do have someone who's collected a lot of rhizobium material, and we've gotten hung up in paperwork getting it in from Argentina. Mm-hmm. So we were hoping that we would find something that we already had in the States.
Okay, thank you very much.